Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. Time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's this time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Everything,
all worship,
everything,
everything,
all the
pain, the suffering,
that your troubles made,
that he brings,
worthy of the glory,
give him the praise, yeah,
oh,
together,
we can, yes, we can,
everybody,
oh, worship the Lord.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceViewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again, and welcome to Passion for Christ. Tonight I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, and I'm absolutely elated to be on this broadcast with you tonight. I thank you for taking out time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Tonight's lesson is simply entitled, A Deeper Look at Pain. A Deeper Look at Pain. I want you to know that in Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 21, Jesus announced his messianic purpose. His purpose was to make sure that people knew him as the Christ so that he could build his church off the fundamental tenet that he is the Christ. And he said, upon this rock, the gates of hell should not prevail against it. He promised the keys of the kingdom to the disciples, told them not to tell no one that he was the Christ. So I want you to know that the Bible says in Matthew chapter 16, in verse number 21, from that time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day. I want to give you two pictures tonight. The first picture is a picture of God's plan. The second picture I want to give you is a picture of man's plan. And the reason why I'm calling these pictures is because I want you to be able to see this imagery in your mind. I want you to know that in verse number 21, Jesus prepared his disciples to show them that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem to be killed by the religious leaders, but the shout was the fact that God was going to raise him after 3 days. That is a picture of God's plan. In verse number 22, the next verse, we find a picture of man's plan. As a matter of fact, when I read this to you, it becomes quite clear that this is, again, man's plan. The Bible says, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you. Do you see the contrast? In verse 21, this picture is about God's plan. So God's plan, entailed that Jesus was going to have to go through pain. In verse 22, man's plan was to avoid pain. I want you to know that there must become a time in your life as a disciple of Christ when you realize that with God, sometimes suffering is a necessity when you're following God. Suffering is a part of the plan sometimes. Suffering was a part of Jesus' assignment, and pain was also a part of the plan. But God says, at the end, I'm going to raise you up, Jesus. Now, I want you to know that as human beings, we have what you call an avoidant nature, an avoidant behavior when it comes to pain and suffering. We try to avoid it. We try to go around it. We try to fix it, and it's certainly understandable. But I want you to know that we have to get to the point in our Christianity as disciples, followers of Jesus Christ, that it is not always the devil that allows you to go through pain. Sometimes it's God's plan for you to go through pain. I know you didn't come here tonight to hear that. You wanted to know that God was going to fix it, and we believe that God will fix it. But you have to mature in your Christianity to know that there are examples in the Bible, and particularly with the Son of God, that sometimes God does use pain and suffering to produce a wonderful and a great result. And we always try to give the devil extra credit to think in our minds that the reason why we're going through obstacles and issues in our lives is simply because the devil is trying to stop us. I want you to know I'm going to give you a different and a deeper way to look at that tonight. And I'm going to give you some things tonight that should help you understand that at some point, not only should you shout for the good things that God has done, you should shout for the things that actually hurt you in your past. Because those things that hurt you in your past actually brought you closer to the Lord. I told our church on yesterday when I taught this lesson in its entirety that there are people that are members of our church that we would not know unless God had allowed them to experience and go through some suffering and some pain. Because when people experience suffering and pain, you have to go to God, because God will then become the only source of relief in your life, that you know that you can have the confidence to know that the fight is already fixed, and at the end, God has already promised to bring all of us into a resurrection at the end. So I want to give you a PowerPoint with a verbal PowerPoint with no slide tonight. So a situation happens in your life. God uses the situation, and the enemy uses the same situation. Now watch this contrast. The enemy uses the situation to break you, but God uses the situation to build you. Job did not ask for suffering, but he accepted it, that it was a part of God's plan. That's why Job said, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. Joseph did not ask for suffering, but he accepted that it was a part of God's plan. That's why Joseph would say, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result to preserve many people alive. Jesus did not ask for suffering, but he accepted that it was a part of God's plan. That's why Christ said, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Can I tell you, when you look at your own life, Although you and I both hated going through those painful moments in life, those moments where you felt like you were suffering, and pain can be physical, pain can be emotional, pain can be social, pain can be something that is what you call biopsychosocial. That means that you are a biologically and psychologically wired a certain way, and pain hits you that particular way. And a biopsychosocial reaction is the only way you can get out of that same pain that hits you biologically, psychologically, and physically. So I want you to understand tonight, where understanding is available, that you must know that sometimes God does use pain and suffering to produce something good. Let me give you an example. At the end of the day, Jesus said, I'm going to go to Jerusalem to suffer. I am going to be killed, but on the third day, Lord, help me in this place, God is going to raise me from the dead. That is why the resurrection and your belief in the resurrection is so paramount and poignant to your Christian faith, to know that the fight is already fixed. Let me tell you something. If God were to elevate you to the mountaintop and you have not been to the valley, then God needs to see how you behave in the valley when you are suffering and going through pain. Because if God elevates you to the mountaintop before he has saw and shown you to be faithful in the valley, when you get to the mountaintop, you'll think that you got there on your own and won't give God the credit. So some of us are going in circles because of how we are behaving with our pain. Pain is always temporary for human beings, because at some point the pain would never be permanent, because as Christians, we know that Jesus has promised to raise us, John 6, verse 45. So how about it, beloved? How do you see pain in your life? Do you understand that God has always used suffering and pain throughout human history? Now, God uses pain to produce something, and he uses pain for a purpose. God does not use pain just to give us, to inflict pain on us, unless he's punishing us. But if you have not done nothing wrong, then it's not the reason that you did something wrong to which you are going through this pain. Can I tell you that sometimes the pain and the suffering that you and I may have to experience in our lives is not even for us. It's not even for us. The pain sometimes is for somebody else to see how we handle the pain and how we navigate through pain as a Christian. And so somebody else who does not have a relationship with Jesus Christ can see that they are experiencing pain, but the way we are handling our pain and suffering is completely different from the way they are handling it without Jesus, which now the way we handle pain, the way we deal with suffering, now becomes attractive to unbelievers, because it is better to go through pain with God than to experience pain and suffering without him. So when you look back at your life, some of the things that you were able to do, some of the things that you were able to produce, some of the faith that you had came from a painful, suffering experience, which catapulted you to do some things in your life that you never ever thought that you would be able to do. I know people who are suffering from disease, but those people have written books, and those books have saved people's lives and kept those people from giving up. But if that person did not go through the pain, and that pain would not have produced that book, then other people would not be able to experience the blessing of understanding how that book changed and transformed and shaped their lives. So it is, we have to know that we have to look at pain and suffering in a deeper way. I know none of us want to experience pain. None of us want to experience suffering. But I guarantee you, if you take a fine-tooth spiritual comb and comb through your past and your most painful experiences, I guarantee you at some point you would be honest enough to say that as a Christian, some of those painful experiences produce some of the best qualities, spiritual characteristics in my life that led me and molded me to the poor person that I am today. And so Jesus took the time to show his disciples that it was a time in his ministry where he said, now it's time to let them know that this Christian life, this following of God is not always rosy. It is not always peaches. There are going to be tears. There have been tears. And sometimes you won't be able to intellectually navigate in your mind how God is going to fix it. And it is at that point where you must surrender to your life. You must surrender your will. You must deny yourself, take up your own cross, and follow him. It is that point of surrender where you completely release any efforts that you could do to fix your situation, and you turn it over to God. The weight, the pressure, and all that stuff will come off of your shoulders when you finally say, I am going to trust God with blind faith, and he is going to lead me. See, God is not blind because God sees everything. He knows everything. So when you have blind faith, it's not a blind leading the blind. It is you and I are blind, and we are being led with the person who has sight. And God has all the sight. The future, he holds the future in the palm of his hand. So I want you to revisit and rethink and take a deeper look at pain and suffering. Of course, we don't want to experience it because that's just in our human nature. But there are many people that would tell you, if I did not experience the pain of lifting those weights and stretching my muscles, I would not have the physique that I have right now. If it was not for the pain of being broke, I would have never started the business. If it was not for the pain of going through some tempestuous relationships in the past, I would have never worked on myself and decided that I'm going to trust God to lead me to the right person to whom he has for my life. Sometimes it takes a little bit of suffering and pain, and for you to finally realize that through God, he can work it out. Let me leave you with this, and I'm done. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 28, Paul makes a declarative statement. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good. For who, Paul? To those who love him and to those who are called according to his purpose. Just know that you have to love God. You have to be called according to God's purpose, not your purpose, because remember, you have to deny yourself. And when you're called according to God's purpose, whatever it is, God causes. Can I tell you that some of you tonight who are listening are on the brink of a transformation? You are on the brink of taking your life to a higher level. I want you to exegete your past in a positive way and know that God was building you. He was molding you for a time and a moment like this right now. How about it, beloved? What are you going to do? Are you going to allow the pain of your past to block your future, or are you going to allow the pain and the suffering of your past to be a trampoline, and you're going to bounce back up and do all that God has purposed and called you to do? We thank God for you tonight for listening to us. Hope and pray that this information has truly been a blessing to your life. Just remember, at the end of the day, God had already informed Jesus that if you go through with my plan, at the end of the day, I'm going to raise you from the dead. I find comfort tonight knowing that when the end of life journey is over, that I'm going to be raised, you're going to be raised, those loved ones who've gone on to be with the Lord are going to be raised. Let's live our lives in such a way where we use pain as a motivator and not a deterrent. God bless you on tonight. If you have a prayer request, dial number 1 on your phone. We would love to pray for you. God bless you tonight. Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live tonight. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones. Thank you once again for a wonderful message. This is Brother Mike Woods. We'd like to pray for everyone on the call this evening. And pray for our youth and new converts. And just pray for the Church of Christ as a whole. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Woods. We certainly appreciate you chiming in tonight. We certainly keep those things you requested in our continued prayers. Caller ending in 5707, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, good evening, Brian Jones. We enjoyed that message. This is Takesha Johnson. I'm asking a special prayer for Ashton Gaines. If you guys would just pray for him. His mother sent me a message and said that he was in something serious. Don't know all the details, but we're asking for prayer for Ashton Gaines this evening. Thank you.
God bless you, Takesha. Congratulations on your newborn as well. We're so thankful that God has blessed you again, and it's just so good to hear from you tonight. We'll certainly keep Mr. Gaines in our prayers. God knows what it is, and God can fix it. Caller ending in 1340, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time.
Good evening. This is Sister Carol Walker. Thank you for your message. I'm asking for prayers for my daughter, Sika Smith, and her husband, Ryan, for the problems that they have going on in their household at this time. And also keep Brother Antonio Clemens in your prayers for what he has going on in his life. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Walker. We'll certainly keep you and those people in prayer. By way of reminder, I want you to know that the Grace View Church of Christ here in Anderson, this Sunday, April 28th, is going to be an epic time of worship. We're going to have the Southside Singers from Rogersville, Alabama. A couple of those people are going to be with us, and we're looking forward to raising the funds needed to pay off our building. You may ask the question, how are you going to do it? We're going to do it by everybody collaborating together, rubbing our nickels together, and we're going to do something unheard of for a smaller church like we are here in Anderson. And so we need your support. If you would like to support us and you can't make it on Sunday, you can simply go to graceviewcoc.com, or you can look us up on Cash App. And our Cash App name is $GraceviewCOCSC. You could write a good check, or a money order, or a cashier's check. We would love any contribution that you can make towards our efforts of being debt-free, and so we can utilize the funds that God is going to give us to pronounce and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to save a lost and a dying generation, and utilize our efforts to do so while God has blood running warm in our veins. We're so thankful for your prayers for me on last week as I have been dealing and suffering with allergies, but I'm getting so much better. And thank you for your patience. I want to give God praise for my mentor, Brother John Marshall, who was the ram in the bush for us on last week. And we want to keep everyone in prayer, particularly those who are going through bereavement at this time. Don't let your pain and your suffering stop you. God wants to use it to catapult you to higher levels. God bless all of you tonight. At this time, we're going to be led in prayer by one of our prayer warriors, here at the Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson, Brother Matthew Gardner. Brother Gardner, you're live. Thank you.
Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, once again, Lord, we come with humble hearts, bowing unto thee, Lord, unto the grace and mercy, throne of grace and mercy. We, Lord, we give thee all the praise, for thou art more than worthy to be praised. At this time, good Master, we ask thou be so kind to forgive us for our shortcomings, forgive us for all sins. Guide us, Lord, in the path of righteousness, knowing heaven it will go. Heavenly Father, Lord, you have a host of your saints on the call. Some may have requested known, some may have not. But, Lord, you know the hearts of all men. Bless Brother Woods, Heavenly Father, and all those on the call, the new converts, the youth, Lord, the Church of Christ as a whole. We pray, Heavenly Father, we speak the same thing, be of the same mind, of the same judgment, knowing the blood of Jesus the righteous cleans us from all sins. Bless the Sheesh Johnson, Heavenly Father, for Mr. Gaines, Heavenly Father, for comfort. Bless her and all those you come in contact with. Heavenly Father, Lord, you just look through all the household of faith. Bless each and every one accordingly, situation by situation and name by name. A special, special prayer on Sister Walker, Heavenly Father. Just a special prayer for Seeker and Ryan, Lord, for all the issues in life. Lord, we're going through trials and tribulation. We all have them at time by time, Heavenly Father. Bless them in a mighty special way, Lord. Antonio Clement as well has some issues, Lord. Whatever they may be, bless them, Lord. Touch them. Send the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit through and throughout our lives. Lord, bless the teachers, the preachers, the deacons, the elders, all those, Lord, who want to proclaim the name of Lord Jesus and do it more abundantly. Bless the sick, the shut-in, those bereaving Heavenly Father, those going through trials, tribulations, and troubles, whatever it may be, Heavenly Father. Bless all the marriages. Bless each and every one, Lord, as we lay down and wake up, see another day we haven't seen before. Forgive us for our shortcomings based upon the fact what Jesus did on that old rugged cross. Forgive us for all sins. Lord, be with us, Lord, as we lay down. Lord, as we get back up, put one foot in front of the other. We give thee all the credit, Lord, and you do it day by day according to thy blessed will. These and all the blessings in Jesus' name, let the saints of God with one voice say, amen.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones, in keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ. We urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.